podcast about what totally rocks.
Who's out to lunch.
Things that are happening to us.
And things that have happened at us.
And today, on Mic 3, we're the luckiest girls in legit the world because we have the funniest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Birthday boys, sloppy boys, just a funny motherfucker, you know. Dude. All around. Mike Hanford,
look,
everybody.
Thank you. I know you have to say that. I know that
no,
you have
we
to
legit
say that
don't.
For the guests.
No.
But I appreciate
we do like
sometimes
you.
I open pretty dry and I'm like, I don't even really know this person.
Can
I'm
I,
a fan.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you for having me.
Okay, what's the vibe immediately?
For me?
Yeah.
What's my vibe or what's the vibe in the
what's
room?
On your mind? You look like you're about to launch into something.
And you said you had to save a lot of stuff.
I feel ready to talk. It's Monday morning. I haven't had breakfast yet, so I'm a little, who knows what's going to happen.
You're going to start dry heaving?
Can I say, I've never been your home before.
Yeah, welcome
both
to the maxi pad.
Both of yours home. How do you say that?
Yeah, you said that was both of yours home. It sounds absolutely eloquent.
Both of your home.
Both of your home.
Both of yours.
Because it would be homes. I want to say both of your homes.
I think
your
yours home. Should have an S.
The yeah. home of you both.
Thank you. The home of you both. The home of you both is lovely. And I love these the viney plants. I'm dealing with some plants in my home at the moment.
You wouldn't even believe it the way we were. I was just bitching about
it's
them right before you
drama.
Walked in the door. They're looking.
I wish you didn't say anything.
They're
like
looking a little droopy. There's parts of them that are dying. Well, don't look at those parts. But I got to propagate.
And it caught fire because of how hot it is.
Yeah,
really?
Part of one caught fire.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of drama, but I love how you can't see that. You only see the good stuff, which is the parts.
I see the good
living.
Stuff because I'm not here all the time, so I see. Oh. This is great, but when
it
you
usually
live
goes
here.
Over that wall, which is actually pretty dope. But
oh,
then
that is dope.
The heater was blasting it, so we had to take it down. And all you right. know, I'm not liking that. But anyways, I'm so
the
glad
the heaters blast around here, don't they?
Oh, God. They sure do.
These old. This is. I'm sure this is pre-war. This is a beautiful pre-war apartment.
Do you think this is pre-war?
It does feel like that.
I just say pre-war
it's
because I, that
all.
Means old.
Which
to me.
War?
Victorian
the Civil War.
There's so many wars, unfortunately.
God,
I would say definitely before Vietnam. But it's got
I think it's
changes.
World War II is what they're talking about. Pre-war is
yeah.
World War II,
well,
I think.
They should say pre-war World War II.
Wouldn't be World War I, I don't believe.
No.
Well, you would have no idea. You're from Canada.
I know nothing's ever happened there. We have a smooth, we're a smooth brain of a country. There was no genocide.
They did not let you fight.
Smooth brain of
oh
a country.
Oh my gosh, Mike Hanford, we can't even believe it. I want to know what kind of adventures, big and small, you've been getting yourself up to.
Ooh, this is good. Well, you know what? I had a really calm weekend.
Oh my God, that's the opposite of what I thought you were gonna say.
I kicked things off on Friday with probably the most exciting thing in my life, so I needed to have the rest of the weekend be calm. I went to the movies with some mutual friends and we saw Madame Web,
which I heard is horrible.
Well,
come on. So people got together and tried their best. They got the cameras out, they got the makeup department ready.
Yeah, everybody got a nice little paycheck.
Yeah, come
Madame
on.
Madame Web, that's what it's about, it's community.
Mm-hmm. And that girl
Web.
Is
and
glamorous.
It was 4DX. I'm sorry, who was glamorous?
What's her name? Dakota.
Dakota.
She's gorgeous or whatever.
Sydney. The whole gang.
No, the reason there. Why you liked it, I know, is because it was one of the shaky seat things.
It was, yeah, it was a DX4 or something, 4DX.
I've never been to anything like that.
It's wild. It moves you all around.
I went to that one at Universal where it's like a dragon that's like blowing a bunch of snot or something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You and feel a Jell-O little bit of that too. Spray.
And it smells like farts or whatever whenever he farts.
Universal
really?
Dragon.
Gross.
I'm thinking you were in Harry Potter Land.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, it was a different thing.
The way you just delivered that.
It was like a little child dragon. Anyway, it doesn't matter. What matters is your experience.
Yeah.
Does
we want to know. That was Friday night?
Friday night.
And then you just had to sort of lay still for the rest of the weekend because Friday was a lot of movement.
I was in traction the rest of the weekend.
That was, put upon you by the chair and the movie, the narrative.
Well, you asked me if the movie was good. I'm just remembering this. I left for about 20 minutes to talk to somebody at the concession stand about getting my money back because I accidentally bought tickets from the night before. And then I was like, ah, shit, because I had the Regal thing, so like the Regal pass, I was like, I'll take care of tickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it took us a while to figure that out.
Okay,
we
so
had
that
a manager,
was mid-movie?
A manager's manager come in. We all came in, three of us working on this project.
That's crazy. You and Nick and all, y'all are like real movie heads, I've noticed.
I think Nick is a bigger, Nick I know, Nanny is who I went with.
Sure, but
you
have
he's a bigger fan, but I enjoy going to the movies.
But you have a Regal pass?
Yeah,
nobody's
I was,
doing that unless
was,
you're a movie head.
I got it in the summer because I wasn't. The strike was happening, so,
and so you're
I
like,
was
I
like,
gotta go watch things.
I was gonna watch movies, and I knew I was gonna see a bunch of them. Mm. I saw the Oscar movies. Come on,
you did. Which one's your favorite?
Which one will win?
Which one will win? When does this come out?
Friday. 2 weeks. Two weeks.
Okay, good. We have time. Wait, yeah. When is the Oscars?
I think it'll be Maestro because every year it's the movie I hated the most.
Maestro. I loved Maestro.
Really?
What the fuck is wrong with you,
Mike? All love. That was the worst movie I ever seen.
Really?
I couldn't get over the nose. I like literally halfway through, I was like, I thought it would fade into the background, but it's literally all I'm seeing. The nose was good
in some scenes, and then like some scenes like, whoa, that's a maybe the first time he's put this on.
That's where the gaffer comes in. You know, lighting is important.
It was
you had a problem with the size of the nose.
I thought it was crazy looking. And he just looked like a stranger to his own face.
The way they were talking,
I was like, you're so obsessed with how you're talking that you're like forgetting that you're supposed to be people. Like that lady
being like, that's true.
I was like, this isn't like people. This is like, they're like, we're so good at the accent.
That's what I liked about it. It was just like, this guy wants to win an Oscar.
Everything's stuck like a sore thumb.
Mm-hmm. And all the dialogue was like, well, I'm saying this, and I could say it in one word, but I'm saying it in many words because now I'm getting the words
and the fight
out.
Scene where it's like a play, like I thought it was the worst thing I've ever seen. And then I did think when Snoopy pops up, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I literally stood up and clapped.
Snoopy popped up. I forget when.
When they're having that fight, and then outside.
Oh yes, yes, yes. The Snoopy balloon.
Funny, but what a bad movie.
I thought it looked really cool too.
It was beautiful.
All right, I'm gonna check it out. Twist my arm.
Check it out because I know you appreciate and love and really respect cinematography. So
it's on the lighting design.
I do get excited about stuff like that, but I don't really know what I'm talking about because I'm not like a film. I'm like not a, didn't go to film school or whatever. So I'm like, I'll lock it because of the colors. I don't really know.
The people were nice to each other and there was loud music.
Yeah, exactly. That's like why I like something. I felt something. Because I go to therapy, I can identify why I felt like, or what I felt.
Just drop that there.
I know. And then I speculate to why
leave.
I felt it.
I don't deal with people in therapy.
Honestly, I've locked the door. We have a few people we want you to meet because we are now sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Who isn't?
I know. Well, we're definitely not.
I think we all are. Oh, you're not.
I wouldn't take their money. Sorry, that's important. I know.
Okay, anyways.
That was me. I got to take my pills.
What are you predicting?
You're an idiot. Pills?
I was with my mom recently, and her, like, over just a recent break. And her phone like kept going off every so often, like her alarm. I was like, Mom, your alarm's going off again. And after a few days, I was like, why does your alarm go off so much? She's like, oh, it just reminds me to take pills.
But you never see her take
pills. I never see her take the pills. I was like, well, she was like, well, that I took that pill already. I was like, well, then what's the alarm for? She's like, oh, I need to change it.
Sometimes there's days where you don't remember, and then it's like 3 p.m. and you're like, why am I seeing six of everything? Yeah. That's exactly what that was.
Oh my God. I won't, because we're all on pills. I'm on pills.
Totally.
If it's past like 2 o'clock, I won't take them.
Nah, because
I'm like
free
I'll just
balls.
Get them tomorrow.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, because I don't want to take them and then take them again. So
are they?
Quick.
Are they? If it's after 2 p.m., so are they pills to be up in the morning?
Like, no. Yeah, it's a the pills are really just Diet Coke cans.
Condensed down to
like,
max
I can't
flavor.
Take this fucking thing. Now I'll be up all night.
Well, you know, my whole thing is I rarely have a little afternoon coffee, very rarely. Oh. And I'll tell you what, I gotta be in the mood, Hanford. Oh, you said it.
I like when people do that. You don't know if it's good or bad. Ah. Oh.
But do you know what I do? My big move? Getting a decaf. Oh, the way I look out from nighttime, whoa. Sarah. The way I look out from nighttime, Sarah.
Is decaf no caffeine or with half, like, small amount?
It's supposed to be none, but apparently there's no way to take it all out, so there is probably a trace of it, but it's probably the same amount as you would get if you eat some chocolate or something.
I broke the barista's brain at Starbucks recently when I got a decaf oleata, which is their olive oil latte, which they just invented.
You got a decaf, so I'm proud of you.
I can't stop getting it. It's disgusting. Every time I get it, I almost shit, like, walking out the door.
Does it taste good at all? Oh, it's just oil? You're just drinking oil?
It tastes like pasta water. It's, like, really
she
gross.
She can't stop getting it. She's not even that into
it. It's amazing. It's, like, when something is novel, I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I got the Travis Scott meal, like, 16 times. I've never been to McDonald's before. But that was the summer where I was pounding them. I don't know what my problem is, but if you tell me something is, like, funny, I'm in.
I get that way in the summertime. I'll go down the beer aisle or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if there's any, like, the Budweiser, like, summer can, or they got the baseball team on or the football team, I'm like, I'll take whatever this is.
Oh, my God.
Love it.
People go bananas for that stuff. And it's nice to see.
It's nice to see
people getting
excited. Beer
drinkers rarely get, like, a kick out of anything.
Yeah.
It's their cans for them. It's the cans. So I'm, you know, you really shine in the summer. How's winter, Mike Camford, doing?
Well,
okay, great. Doing well. I say that because we hang out in the parks and stuff more. Yeah, so, and I haven't seen you around because it's too cool to be in the park.
It is because I lived in LA for a long time. It is a funny thing out here where wintertime is definitely like, well, I don't see changes. These people as much.
Yeah, or, it's like, really weird.
Yeah.
It's like weird. It's hard to be outside for that long. The temperature is real.
I totally, like this weekend, Saturday, I was supposed to go to a party and I was just like,
oh my God. I think it was the same one that I was supposed to go to. Was that? Yeah, me too. I also didn't go. And do you know what I totally
you didn't miss anything, seriously.
You weren't there. Me and you just hung out together and watched
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, it was worth it. I spent all weekend just watching movies. It's amazing.
It's
yeah,
great.
Me and Rachel really stayed at home a lot, and we really liked it.
I got a PS5 recently.
Okay, what's going on
there? What are you playing?
On a whim, I'm playing Fortnite.
You can watch Blu-rays on that, right?
I can watch Blu-rays on. I watched
a Blu-ray. We gotta get a Blu-ray player. I own a Blu-ray.
I have a Blu-ray?
I'd like to watch it.
Are you good at Fortnite?
Fortnite, I'm very good.
Listen to you.
All right.
Are you good at it? Or are you just
do you actually
fun?
Want me to answer the question? Or do you just want to talk about flatulence?
I don't know.
I kind of want to play it. So what do
it's
I need to know?
It's very fun. You got to get a PS5.
Okay, well, after that,
do you play
what
with
happens?
People or do you do it solo?
I play with a friend of mine in LA. It's really fun.
Who?
Nice. I'm not going to tell
is it
you
Alana Johnson?
No, it's Jeff Dunn.
Oh, that's nice. Remember how we have our first mutual friend
yes.
was Alana Johnson?
Yes.
And Holly Presley.
I'm not done with PS5.
Yeah,
move,
I want to hear more
you
about
move
this
away
stuff.
From topics too quickly.
Well, I'm not doing this professionally, to tell you the truth.
Totally. No one is paying us like even a cent
what?
For this FYI.
What episode is this?
I don't know.
800?
This will be 36 or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, okay, PS5.
PS5, it's great. I got it on a whim, and I'm hooked.
Wait, to get
it's so cool. It's just
a,
like
a bigger thrill than getting something on a whim.
Have you ever played Red Dead Redemption? It's
yes,
like a movie.
I have that game too, number two.
It's
but
crazy.
I haven't played yet.
It looks like a movie, and
yeah,
you're
yeah.
in it.
I've played the first one on somebody's Xbox.
There, you can see every single hair. I've like every time I date a boy, I'll like see a new video game, and that was like some tattoo artist. I was like, that's pretty cool. Now let's get back to like making out or whatever. But it's nice that boys keep the video game industry alive because girls, we are not pulling our end.
Wait a
generally.
Second. I want to go back to this. What happened? You were watching the video game making out with somebody and then looking at the hair?
Yeah, yeah. The okay. hair is so photorealistic. Basically, like every single strand is different.
Yes, yes.
And moving in different ways. It's like
wow.
fucking gorgeous.
What do you think about that?
I got a little lost.
Oh, I was with you the whole way. It's like when you're okay. you, maybe since you're a boy, like when you're at a guy's house and you're like you're like being casual, so there's a video game on, but really you're just kind of like biding time before you can boink.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And
I see.
Also,
I see,
boys
I see,
are always really proud of whatever game they're playing, so you have to like look at it for a second and be like, oh yeah, that's cool. And in order to not pass out from boredom, you have to find things to be interested in. And so for me, it was like the beard hair and stuff.
Yeah,
I see. I now I see what you're saying. I see.
I guess I kind of went into that.
Do you ever
no,
do
no,
that?
That's me. It's too early.
Oh, yeah, you haven't eaten anything. And you're going to run after this, which is crazy.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a big runner? What's the longest you've
run? I've run a couple marathons, a couple half marathons and full marathons, but I'm getting back into it because it's, again, this winter time. It's like that's I haven't tough. Moved.
Yeah.
I joined a gym. I'm swimming now.
Oh my God, it's the best thing ever.
She swims.
Do you,
do, you
really?
Do it every day or a lot
I try
of
to do, yeah.
It's
I did
best
it on the weekends
because
it's too crowded. At the Y.
Rock
oh, you're
on.
Going to the Y, huh?
Ooh, take that out. I don't want people to see me at the Y.
Okay, no
oh,
problem.
Oh, no, everybody goes. I was at the Y the other week.
I know, but now if people know I'm there, they're going to come in the
they're
locker room and
look
at me
news.
Look.
Yeah, they're
going to
come to the...
they're going to look at me nude.
So they're going to come check out your nude.
And everyone I know... Because you're not supposed to be nude outside the locker rooms, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I'm nude up to the last second. I shuffle around the locker room with my pants around my ankles and right as I head out the door, loop up. Oh I said, I know the rules. And I'll go outside and they're like, you're testing it. I was like, hey, I didn't.
Yeah,
I'm not
I
doing
still,
it.
Still, yeah.
I'm doing the. I'm, here's the line, buddy.
Totally.
Wow.
You're sick.
Do you know what I love so much? This is so weird, but I do love like community center, the showers that you push the button and like the in the weird chlorine smell.
Yeah.
That kind of shit makes me feel so good in this like deep level because of I used to be like such a community center kid.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, the echo to the...
The echo! The
echo is like...
Thank you for bringing up the echo. That is part of it.
The pool echo is like...
And hearing people talk while you're showering, like, you never really get that experience at home. But at the gym, it's like a woman being like, oh, yeah, my kid just found out that she's not going into Yale or whatever. And you're like... It's so nice. It's like listening to a podcast, but
that's,
you're like...
That's funny. In the men's locker room, at least the ones I've been in, it's like silent.
Yeah.
Like no one is. Everyone's just like shuffling through.
The old birds are gabbing in the hen house. That's
at the gym I go to, all the boys are fucking in the bathroom. I hear about it every day.
Really?
I know a boy, he's gay, and he has never even gone on Grindr. He's like, I fucked like 80 people from our gym. They are sexy. Yeah. I see all these boys and they're all like cruising by, like it's just like outdoor.
Whoa.
Like I can see it happening and I'm like, they're fucking. It's awesome.
Damn.
It's so sexy.
That's crazy.
Is that not your experience at the gym?
Hasn't been my experience
more
at the gym.
Gay.
Is, it's more I'm in the sauna and I'm trying to take so I have like I swim and I wear
a swimming cap.
Swimming cap, goggles.
Yeah.
Head I got these bone conductor headphones so I can listen to music.
Hold on, really? You can listen to music while you're
great.
Swimming?
They're right there.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, you can try them on later. They just like they don't go in your ear. They just like touch the bone on your jaw.
Do you wear them running too?
Mm-hmm.
And they stay on.
Pretty much, yeah. They loop around your...
Oh,
your,
I want that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Wow.
These are crappy. They're like, I got them off Amazon. You know when you go on Amazon, you're like, oh, I'm going to get a piece of technology I've never gotten. And it's like, here's 50 of them. You're like, oh, these are all knockoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
scary.
Yeah.
And it's like the volume buttons are flip-flop. Like the plus takes the volume down.
Really?
The lines go up. Yeah, it's all...
That's so funny. That's like the
made
basic
it.
Thing.
Right. It works, but it's just like, ooh,
it could
crappy.
Be better for sure.
So but I was in the sauna, I was taking all my shit off and I was like clanking and stuff and this guy was quietly just lying down and I was like, I'm so sorry. And he didn't say it's okay, he just remained silent.
Oh, that's so, I love it. I love gym atmosphere. We were talking about how much we appreciate it the other day because a lot of people can't make themselves go. So they're missing out on like a lot of kind of probably like exercise and stuff like that. But we kind of like it. It's like,
yeah.
You're liking the,
drama
of the people who are in love.
Right.
I'm liking the I guess just the like community and like the weird like sensory things that take me back to childhood.
Mm-hmm. And I'm liking the benefits of regular exercise.
Yeah, it feels good in the soul.
We really rounded it out.
Did you play sports growing up?
Uh-huh.
Totally. What did
you play?
Hockey.
That's awesome. Hottest
right.
sport in the world. Where are you from?
Western New York.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. But then you went to, when did you go to LA?
After college. So I was there 2006 to, because I moved here in 2019.
Awesome.
So whatever that math is.
That's really like, cool that you moved here.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I love it here.
LA to New York is a tough one because it's going from like heaven on earth to like literally a shart stain.
Are you serious?
Well,
I don't see it
but
that
it's
way.
So much more fun.
It's more fun.
Yeah.
It's more like
it's alive.
Kind of immediate.
Yeah.
It's more everyday people, which I like.
Yeah.
And it really
But
like,
I have so many friends in LA. Like I miss all my friends.
But you go back quite a bit, right?
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to be there a lot in March and April.
Hey, I'm going to be there in March too.
Oh,
I
right.
think I told you that.
Yeah, me too. I'm doing some shows out there.
Hold
doing
on,
some...
me too, but I feel like, whatever, we'll talk about this off pod.
Oh, nice.
I
yeah,
want to well, know
no,
if the
no
same
sense
shows...
in promoting the shows we're going to be
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah, hold on. I guess you're right. What shows are going to be on?
I forget.
Oh, you see, there you go.
Joe Mandy's show,
Who?
Hot Tub. Joe you... Mandy, he's doing something at the Largo. I'm going to do that.
What? That's so cool.
The Hot Tub show I'm doing and something else, which I forget.
It
that's
will be
amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, that rocks.
That's
it's
cool.
Rule.
Hey, have you done Hot Tub before?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's a fun show.
That's
do you have
awesome.
A car out there or do you rent?
I no, I just Uber get rides or something. But
awesome.
When I lived there, I had a car.
Okay, cool.
That's so sick, dude.
Ferrari.
Red hot shot fire
out the
back.
It was the first thing I bought out there. It was just payment after payment every single month.
Are you? What are you looking forward to? What are you looking forward to after? Or what are you looking forward to?
In my life?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to going to, in April, I'm going to Chicago twice, doing two shows at Lincoln Lodge.
Awesome.
I love Lincoln
I'm
Lodge.
I'm doing the 13th to the 14th there. Tommy McNamara, funny guy, is opening for
him.
Me on the 14th.
Are you doing your hour?
Mm-hmm.
This rocks.
And then, yes. So
your hour's great. I saw it a
thank
few
you.
Months ago, but I didn't see the last one. Huh?
Littlefield?
Yeah, I saw
yeah.
it at Littlefield, and it was awesome. I saw that you did it again at Littlefield. So what would you say was the big difference between the two? Like, does this feel good to run it again? Or
yeah, you know, it's funny because, like... Oh, and then the other thing, sorry, about Chicago. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I'm going back with the Sloppy Boys to play two shows.
And then 2 weeks later, you're going back?
Yeah. Okay, I mean, that's kind of bad.
A Chicago spring for you.
That's kind of a bad planning, but...
I love cool. Out on the Town is the best song legit ever. You're geniuses. It's so much fun.
Thank you.
You're such a floppy guy, and it really shines through in your musical talents. It rocks ass.
Floppy, that's about right. Yeah. I think that's right.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we all went and saw you guys play, I remember.
Oh, yeah, Chelsea Music Hall.
Chelsea Music Hall, and we had so much fun. Yeah. And not just that, but, like, your fan base is so tight.
They're
like,
so great.
Like, everybody knows every word, and they're super, like, stoked, and it was, like... I don't know. I was so happy. Like, I was like happy for you because I think I was friends with you just like through Normal Style. And then to see
right.
And to see you kind of you and your buddies be like rock stars. I was like, this is so ultimate.
Well, I get the same sense when I became friends with you and then saw you on stage more. It's oh, this is fun to see this funny person's like personality on stage. You know what
thank
I mean?
You. Yeah.
Like it's always fun to see
someone that you like.
That you like. Be you funny in the way that like you're funny with your friend. Like I had a friend once, it was early on doing stand-up and I'd done sketch and improv for a while. And somebody, I was like, oh, I'll do stand-up because it's easier in the sense of like, you can just be one person.
Put it together.
Absolutely.
You can get a group. No but anyway, I was doing it and a friend of mine saw me. A friend of mine who I really like and respect his comedy, and he was like, oh, I really like that you joke around on stage the way you joke around in person. I was like, oh, that's exactly what I want to hear.
Oh, that's so great.
It's just
authentic.
Like, yeah, because I think for me, now we're getting a little Marc Maron territory. Yeah,
I want to hear it. Please.
I think for me, I get a little, like being on stage isn't the most natural thing.
Mm.
So it was nice to hear that, to be like, oh, good. I don't come off like, I'm like, what's going on? Especially early on in stage.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, no, it's, I think that is like so real. People often ask, is this person really like this in real life? Like, mm-hmm.
And it's nice to be able to say, yeah, they really are.
Or I'm like, or I always say it's like an exaggerated extension of them. So it's their flavor, but it's more potent because they're alone on stage.
And they have to fill up space.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, no, like, IRL Joe Pera would be, that would be insane if he was always like that.
He would never be able to get his, like, license plate or something. Yeah. Imagine him at the DMV, you're like, I'm so worried for this guy.
Yeah, totally. But I'm like, I don't know, but it's really, like, it's cute. It's, like, cute when people ask that, because it's, like, I'm like, I think, like, kudos for liking cool comedy, but... Mm. They're kind of like that. It's like a watered down version, but that's so great. You are like that. Your shit like always makes me laugh so hard.
Oh, thanks.
It's so silly, Billy.
Thanks.
And you do
thank you very much.
A few some fun bait and switch stuff with your.
I love bringing them in this way and then I go that.
That's exactly it. And I go hog wild for each time.
And
I don't want laughters. I want to hear that slap of hand on your forehead.
He got me again.
Oh my God, it's so fun.
He's so tricky.
Oh my gosh. Well, what day are you doing hot tub? Do you remember?
The Wednesday, I probably haven't written it somewhere.
It's okay.
I think it's a Wednesday, but that's probably cool. Like the,
I hope I'm there.
It's probably like the 13th or 14th.
I will be there.
Let's do it.
I'm going to come.
Yeah, come by.
And I'll like look at them like, why don't you ever book me? Maybe when I've been doing it for 40 years, you'll consider it.
They'll get you in the mix.
Here's what we'll do right before I go on stage. You go right in front of me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, that's right, everybody. Hi, I'm Mike Hanford. And this is a little bit about me. Period.
And here's lies.
The hosts look at me like backstage, like through the curtain. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Or we can do one of those things where I'm behind you and I put my arms through, underneath your arms. And then you hold your arms to the side.
Yeah.
And so as you talk, I gesture a lot. So that way I can have a little bit of taste of being on that side.
Can I tell you a funny sketch we did as the Birthday Boys did once? I don't think we just did it as like a one-off show or something. We did that, short form improv thing where like the like you just described, and somebody makes a cake or something with somebody else's hands. But we did it where the announcer is like, okay, here we go. And somebody comes out and they put their hands behind the announcer. So now he's just holding the microphone for him.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, he's making the cake. Whoa, he's getting a little messy there.
He's just holding
mine, like pointing and stuff. Like that.
That's so silly.
I think maybe he tries it at the end and he's like, he gets it perfect, like takes a perfect bite. He's like, great. Yeah.
Do you guys still do stuff together?
We hang out a lot, but. Yeah.
You're busy.
Busy and yeah.
Okay,
just tough to get. I think this was our 10-year anniversary for the show first airing, And we were like, oh, we got to do something. Let's put a show together, do a live show. We're like, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then you're like, oh, we forgot to do that. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But it's like you guys, y'all do like a few of you do Sloppy Boys. So you do weekly hangs.
Yeah, that's it's great.
I remember inviting you to some sort of potluck on a Monday. And you're like, nope, can't do it.
Are they all here?
I got the Sloppy Boys.
No, they're those two are in LA.
Okay, totally. Yeah.
But it's funny because you definitely just have like in your calendar that you're going to get drunk with your friends on Zoom every week.
It's great.
That's so wild.
It's like the most low pressure, no pressure thing.
That's so fun. What's your favorite drink right now?
That I'm currently drinking?
Yeah. Because you always try a new cocktail, right?
Yeah, yeah. Martini is always my favorite, but...
I love a martini with a twist.
I'm trying to think what we had recently. We had something recently I liked. Oh, the Spicy 50 was good.
What's that?
It was, if I can remember, because we do so many drinks that are just like...
Do you ever hurl after?
Nah, we have, like, when we get together and do, like, a shot. Like, is the special drink of the week is a shot or something?
Then you hurl?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
Gross.
All over the floor.
On, like...
Spicy 50.
Spicy 50. I think it was gin, maybe, or something. But it was spicy. It had pepper in it. Pepper. You muddle a pepper in there.
Oh, okay. So it's not just use a pepper shaker.
It was good.
And it's nice to have a little aroma coming off the top.
That's right. We talked to this guy, Jack Schramm. He's a New York cocktail guy. He talked to us...
Sorry, that is exciting.
It was exciting. We had a Zoom where he like taught us how to make cocktails. Anyway, he does this thing sometimes if he's bartending a party where he'll rim a drink with like a lemon or lime, mm-hmm. and then he'll kind of sort of rim the whole glass so people are touching it, they're touching each other, the smell is just in the air.
Okay, wow. Hold on.
Like he shakes hands.
Like on purpose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he makes sure he gets the essence all over his hands as well.
All over, like, yeah, in the glass. So when people touch the glass, then they have it on
it's
them.
It's a signature stink.
And then
stink.
When they shake hands, yeah, so it's just sort of like.
He's like, people are going to be feeling the citrus vibe for a day at least.
It's not just for the brain. It's for the whole body.
No, it's amazing.
I love that. Oh, my gosh.
And you're walking around stinking it up. Oh, mm-hmm. I like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, citrus does. People don't really consider that a stink, usually.
Sorry to say that.
All right.
Smelling it up.
Yeah, you found one of our sage sticks.
What's your favorite food in L.A.?
Yeah.
They got better stuff over there. I'll love to New York.
They're like tacos and burritos and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. Well, that's
is there a
classic
best place? Or?
Yeah, what's your favorite place to go?
That's okay if you can't think of one.
No, I can think of one.
No, you don't have to.
I can think.
It's really early. Your brain probably isn't
what's
working.
What's your favorite game?
No, my favorite food,
okay,
it's
food,
this
food,
place food. In L.A. called Mario's, and they sell sushi.
Sounds
it's
like
really
you're making
good.
It up.
No, I'm not.
You are making it up.
No, it's
you
good.
Looked around the room with crazy circle eyes.
No.
It's radiator
it's,
plant.
Yeah, it's plant. It's on Vine.
Okay, Mario,
gosh.
Baller.
That's so dope.
What's my favorite game?
Yeah, I feel like you're a game guy. Is that true? Well, you do Fortnite, I guess.
I do Fortnite. So you were saying before that like guys are so excited to tell you about the game they're playing. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't want to tell people.
Yeah, well, you're like a little
really?
Older. I think the guys that I guess I was dating were like younger.
Yeah.
Or I would just like be coming over and it would be like late at night. They'd already been gaming all night and they were just like, I got to finish this. Yeah. And so it was like I was kind of like coming
this.
In second and they were like, you have to watch me finish this up. Because like I've got to get to the next level or just like I don't want to die or whatever, and like obviously I'm not a monster, so I'd let them finish. And I was just like, I guess this is my whole life. But it did happen a lot. Being a girl is different than being a guy because I think we're treated with a little less respect generally.
Especially around video games.
Yeah.
Certainly. We do not even like kind of compare.
My parents wouldn't let us have like any sort of gaming console growing up. And I remember my grandparents bought us like a Super Nintendo or something. And my parents, we didn't even know about it. My parents told them to take it back immediately. We didn't even get to see it. But then I gotta say it impacted my life because when we started going over to other people's houses and they had that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then you're bad at the games,
then
and then everything's
the
you're
game.
A fucking loser. It sucks.
Exactly. That was exactly. It's kind of snowballed. And then so that's
I was
why
an outcast.
That's why I had to get really good at chewing the fat because I'm like, well, I can't do anything else. I can't play games, and I'm really I don't care about sports. So it's like I just got to be able to chat it up.
And like, while they're like totally engaged in some like murder villainous game or something.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're pretty involved, the games.
Yeah.
And so violent. What's it all about?
That's why I think the Fortnite's so easy, because it's just like, I can start and play and I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And you can set like an hour or something and you're like, yeah.
But people have told me that because of my, like, I have like anxiety, so I always have to do these like things to make sure that I keep it at bay, which, and I'm pretty good at certain like healthy habits. Mm. Like, but then I do have friends who have been like, you should be playing video games because it helps you kind of just zone out and chill.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I talked to Dash Turner the other day, yeah, and he was like, I got over my panic disorder by playing video games. He was like, I got really good at Call of Duty. And I was like, that's so crazy.
Call of Duty? Oh, right, that sounds severe. I was thinking, what's the one with Link in it?
He just was like totally invested.
Zelda.
Zelda. I heard Zelda's a good soothing one.
No, like, he was not being soothed. He was just getting out of his body.
That's the thing. I was this thing I got was like, it could come with the newest Call of Duty game, mm-hmm, and I looked at a trailer and I was like, this seems a little intense.
It looks so intense.
It's like first person war, like modern warfare.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I don't.
That's
want it.
So sad.
Much. Yeah,
I want to. I don't want to like dehumanize like any. I can't imagine blowing shit up, but then maybe I'll get into it. I can't
get there.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I think I'd be too sensitive. I'd be crying while I'm playing it.
I'm already getting bored of this Fortnite game.
You are?
I think about it. I was thinking, yeah.
How many times?
I remember last night I put it
on
before bed. I was like, let me play one. And I did one. I was like, oh, good night.
Feels like work.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's okay.
It's like that with me.
I mean, yeah. You know what? You can't pin you down.
Your brain is too high powered, legit.
Yeah. Oh, your brand. That's good.
Your brain.
What's your brand?
No, hold on. What's your brand?
Well, I don't really know what the categories are.
Oh.
For like, you, I'm you thinking you're like sloppy and fun and floppy, like wiggly,
uh-huh,
and smiley and like just like a clever, like really fun guy.
Hmm. I gotta change
that. Sorry.
And
I want to be. I want to be more like a guy. People look at me like, "Whoa, this guy knows Call of Duty."
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, okay, sounds like you need more Call of Duty.
So your future's stoic and grounded and real.
Are these real like terms for brand? Like, is this a thing?
I have no idea.
Okay,
I'm just.
Okay.
Like,
I didn't know
if I'm looking at
floppy.
I'm looking at your comedy and like you're funny and like kind of like misdirect guy and like
Silly Billy.
Yeah, silly.
Thank you.
And so,
a professional one, though.
What's your brand to you?
And I also,
My brand to me is all business. Rise and grind.
Make it happen.
Cold heart.
Yeah, cold heart is me.
Small black heart.
Yeah. Huge hat, small
greedy
glasses.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Now we're getting. Yeah. Now we're getting into my physical brand.
Long scarf.
Remember when Sam Smith was that a singer?
Yeah.
He wore. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. He wore those pants that were real puffy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like MC Hammer.
Yeah.
But different.
But they were like.
But it wasn't
they were
effective.
Vinyl.
Okay. I remember that.
That's my look.
That's your look. That's also your look.
You're taking swings.
Yeah. Whenever you open up your wallet, like a whole bunch of like pictures roll out into in like a long thing, and it's like so many different people's families.
Yeah. That's like these people all look great.
Yeah.
And they all think I'm like their uncle or something.
Yeah.
Secret
I keep contact
uncle.
With all of them.
This is a huge
I haven't carried a wallet in years.
That's are you good. Kidding me?
I
you don't need it.
Don't need it.
What do you use?
My phone where I slide my cards into the back of the phone.
Oh,
cash in the pocket.
Cash in the pocket? Are we talking any change in the mix or no? What do you do with that change?
Change, it goes in the pocket until it
jingles out.
Finds a way to the piggy bank.
Do you have a piggy bank?
Yes, I do.
Is it a piggy or is it just a jar?
It's the shape of a Bud Light beer can because I got it because inside for Christmas it came with Bud Light socks and underpants.
Oh my god!
Can I just say you're a bit of a dude bro in a way. Yeah. Like
you gotta be.
You're a bit of like a I picture you on the
in Trump's America. You gotta be. And don't fool yourself. It's still Trump's America.
He's coming back in a big way. It does.
Yeah. Don't you think that's we're like sitting so just
we're sitting ducks
we're in a nice little apartment. It's
Brooklyn
sunny
apartment.
Outside yeah. It's got a nice chill in the air.
Yeah,
we're gonna go for runs, we're gonna do our rest of our days. In 6 months or whatever months Trump could be back, and like it's a very real thing that you bet.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
My
think
friends
that, like,
in Canada are like, are you moving back here? And I was like, no. And then they're like, what
you should
like,
have a little spot maybe
have a little spot. Like a, have like a plan.
I gotta get it, like an IUD or whatever. He's coming for my shit.
I know. I got an IUD because I was like, I don't. We won't be able to get abortions if we need them.
Yeah. Plus, I gotta like, I don't know, stock up on like some canned food, probably.
Sure. And also like,
and get really into like Catholicism.
And bricks of gold. We have to do something like that because I think he'll close gold's down all back. all the women's bank accounts and we won't be able to have any rights or money.
That's scary.
But nuts to think that like.
It is true.
Soon.
Yeah.
Okay, why are you trying to freak me out? I'm like,
I'm not trying to freak you out. I'm trying to warn you.
Yeah, you are warning me.
Because last time we were caught off guard, this time we must not be caught off guard. It was like, it felt so humiliating. I was like, oh, the rest of the country just like knew this thing that like my small Boston college, like they did like a stick poll thing and like Trump won and we were all like, someone was fucking with the like. Uh-huh. And so we were like, well, obviously everyone on campus is liberal. And then like when Trump won, like there was a huge celebration and I was like, oh, people lie or like people like whatever's like popular, people like are kind of quiet around.
Yeah.
And it really was so scary.
It's weird. I'm always afraid I'm going to die from some random thing. How is older, grosser people not just kind of facing mortality the way I, a very fit girl is? Huh?
I think because they're richer than you.
They're rich, so they just get like, they get their IV drips.
Yeah.
They open the day with IV drips or something.
Well, I think like if you got a guy like, Trump, who's so like hell bent on power, and that's has been his whole thing forever. It's easy to be an old man and be like that. You've never had that bone in your body, like you've never been like, I need power and I need to put myself first. So it's like you won't get older. And do
you should talk to my ex-boyfriend.
I don't understand that.
Oh, that's the show, everybody. Wow, we will not go there tonight.
Oh my god, look at us looking at each other trying to figure. Your brand is like honestly like
childish.
It's sort of like I see like Bazooka Joe.
Yeah, I think Little Stinker or try to be.
Oh
when
my
I'm
god,
being a little
Little
silly.
Stinker,
where,
you're so cute.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Long Island.
Really?
But it's not culturally like my vibe.
I'm gonna say what your vibe is.
Yeah.
Yes, that's her brand. Let's hear her vibe.
I'm gonna say California beach vibe.
That's where I was born to be. Thanks.
I mean, I don't know if they're.
Yeah, you got blonde.
It's not real.
We don't have to give that information.
I'm honest about what natural I'm. Highlights. What's real?
Do I seem like a forest lass? In comparison,
I have to leave. I want to go now. No. You
is that what you want to be?
No,
is
it's
that
not.
What someone told
I'm just kind of joking. Nobody showed me that. It's obviously not true that I would ever be a forest lass. But I was just saying
you have brown hair
because I have brown hair. That's all.
Just like the girl. The elf in Lord of the Rings.
Are you Scottish or Irish or English?
I'm definitely Irish as hell. My last name is Hennessy. My mom's maiden name is Shaughnessy. Doesn't that sound so incestuous?
Wow, anyways, I don't even think of that because you're so Canada to me, but you had to come from somewhere before there.
Yeah, for sure. Totally. But we kind of skipped over. I'm sorry. I was just making it a quick joke, but I'd like to go back to your brand really of vibe.
I think you nailed it. I've got chill vibes.
I think so.
Stoner vibes. People always are like, you must love weed, don't love weed.
She doesn't like it. She barely drinks.
But I do like the beach. AF.
She is such a beach person. The way Rach comes alive when we do a beach adventure.
I can't wait. Yeah, you're summer boy. I'm summer girl. Just like how it's supposed to be.
All right, we'll get to the beach. We'll do a park hang.
Yeah.
We're so close to the park.
Yeah.
I love the park.
But like, yeah, whenever Rachel gets like a van in her possession, she picks up everybody and we all go to the beach. Mm-hmm. I've taken the bus before too.
I had a 15-passenger van for a whole summer. It was the best summer of my
so
fucking
fun.
Life.
Was it one of those like Sprinter vans?
Yeah, Ford Sprinter, and it was brand new and gorgeous.
Ooh.
I obviously got like maybe 85 tickets, and HBO did have to pay over $10,000 for me, but I had fun.
Yeah,
and they have the money.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I will never get hired by that production again.
That's ouch. So sick. Well, what's my brand then?
You're like for fun.
No, it's not.
You're like
it
sporty.
Is kind of.
You're sporty bike girl.
Yeah, you're the sporty.
Sporty bike girl.
But
who,
I
like,
don't. I'm actually
is late
not good
to
at
school because you're like, sorry, I had to shred. You know
whoa.
What I mean? You're doing like flips outside, and then you get to school late, and you're like sweaty, but you like still have your helmet on. And you're like, what did I miss? And they're like, everything, and you like flunk out, but you're having fun.
Yeah, oh, you like are that. You are a person at a bank in a bank line who still wears their bike helmet.
Oh,
but it's
my
good.
God.
But it's a, but it's not like all right.
That's
take
where
the bike
like
helmet.
People shoot.
It fits.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I got a new helmet. I haven't had one for a while.
Oh yeah, it's crucial.
Can we go back to the park hang
it's
for
crucial.
The summer for
yeah,
a second?
Yeah, let's, and let's
I'm
gonna, talk
I'm
about
gonna,
it. What's
this
your
is
vision?
A public service announcement.
Tell them about your pillow thing.
That's exactly what
okay,
I'm going to talk
okay,
about.
Okay.
That is exactly what I'm getting
I keep on,
into.
Like, I keep on like overstepping him, and he's going to punch me in the face.
It is.
Like,
well, we can talk about.
Mike Hanford yelled at me.
We
at
can
the
talk
bus
about
was.
The bus trip in a second.
I'm glad you remember it too. She mentioned it last night. I was like, I'm sure he doesn't think about it, but
I
you
think
do.
About it often because
I think about it every day.
I,
you yelled at me
because I was told that I yelled at you, which didn't happen.
You did yell. You raised your voice.
I did not raise my voice.
You raised your voice at me.
I am about
you're
to
sick.
Raise
you're
my
nasty
voice at you.
Man.
It was very funny, and I'm fine with it. But
let's
it was
talk.
Wild.
Let's tackle this. We were on a bus together. We were coming from a show we did together.
It was pretty far away. It was at Eris, so we were taking the long bus ride home. It's
yeah,
gonna
we
be
taking,
a half hour.
Yeah. So,
and so I kind of panicked internally.
Is like it's so hard to get from here to
yeah
Williamsburg.
To and fro. Get out of here.
To and fro.
Long time.
It's the way we go. We were on a bus together. I had, admittedly...
You're so stoned.
...dabbled in some... Yes, I was stoned.
How do you live with yourself?
I know.
And then I just had general anxiety. Mm. Because and I was like, okay, I gotta have a conversation with one person for a half an hour.
And I was just coming off of great... It was a great night, a great
hold on,
after
are you absolutely about to tee up that I've ruined your night?
No.
Okay.
No. Just my bus ride. And it was so fun. Everyone's laughing, having fun. We get on the bus. This is great. We're going to sit on the bus and hang out and just take life as
the
it comes
the open road.
At us. The open road. Pretty much empty bus.
Really?
It was
wow.
late at night.
Your memory is fantastic.
I know because I need to prove my memory is fantastic so that I can get away with saying you didn't yell. I didn't yell.
Well, no, I think you did yell because you know what? You said it's pretty much an empty bus. I actually don't remember it that way. I feel like it was regularly populated.
Maybe. Yeah, I was very stoned.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know who to believe. You guys both make me sick.
I'm sitting there and then the conversation was nice and then it devolved. I'll say devolved.
Whoa.
Into rapid fire questions.
Yeah, I did
boom,
ask a lot
boom,
of questions.
Boom, from sir.
And you're like, my
nonstop.
Friend,
yes,
like, my
no
friend,
questions. One answer, one word questions. One
no, probably
questions.
One word answers.
Yeah, that's what I mean. One word questions does exist. Or I guess why.
Yeah.
And I eventually had to say.
He basically stood up and screamed at
nope,
the top of his
nope,
lungs.
No, I remained seated and I calmly said. You got to stop asking me so many questions right now.
And then you said, do you remember what you said next?
Oh, no.
I feel like I'm on the phone with my mother.
Ah! Oh, my God.
Oh, I love my mom.
Okay, well, that's nice. Is she always forgetting
did
to take
that hurt?
Poop?
I'm sorry if that hurt you.
No, it was funny, but I just felt really cold. It was funny because I was like, in my head, I go, just keep the questions coming and there won't be a lull. And then the way you called me out on it
keep
so fast.
Questions coming.
Because you're like, my friend Greg lives around the block. I'm like, what does Greg do? And I was like, I'm like, asking about some random person named Greg or whatever the fuck. And then you're like, you're asking me so many questions. Stop asking me so many questions. I feel like I'm on the phone with my mom. And I was like, and then I was
see,
like,
I thought that would be funny.
It was funny. But
my intention was funny, but I also didn't want you to ask me so many questions. Because
yeah.
I just couldn't handle them. I was in a state where
You had excellent communication, but the thing that was really funny, I think it was just really
you
funny.
You were expressing a boundary.
I also just really
thank
liked
you.
It. Well, I think Hanford, people think that you're just the most easygoing
right,
guy
right,
in the
right,
world,
right.
And
I'm
want
not.
People to know that you have an absolute heinous dark side.
I do have a, if I have a girlfriend or something, they will notice like, oh, I had a girlfriend in the past year be like, oh, you mean, I check locks on doors before I leave, like I think 10.
Like 10 times?
10 is helpful.
Well.
Just like click, 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 click.
Yeah, yeah, yep. For sure. That's totally normal and not upsetting.
Whatever.
Anyway. So I was like, sorry, I checked things. He's like, oh yeah, I know. I was like, what, do I, you can tell like I have OCD tendencies? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I thought I was covering him up.
Yeah, you're like, I'm walking around, I was like, cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, I think
she's
if people
like,
get to know me, they're like, this guy is wound.
No, I didn't. I don't think you're wound. I think you're cool. And I also liked how I had to yell at you. Actually, not yell at you, but I had to like bring it up repeatedly that I'd like you to follow me on Instagram because I was like, we're friends in real life. Why don't you follow me? And you went, nah, I don't really follow people. I'm like, you do follow other people. And I'm like, and also we are friends. We're actually real life friends. And then
if someone's just tuning in right now, they would say that is a false statement.
What do you mean?
That we're friends. I won't let you talk in the bus. I won't talk on Instagram.
Yeah, actually,
no, the Instagram thing just ended up becoming a kind of a joke too. But then I followed you.
I did wore you down, and that's what it's
What's
about.
What's up with the pillows at the park?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Sorry. Take us back to the park. Thank your park you. Vision. And also, I want everybody to know we're having a great time.
Yeah, and you guys seem we're chill. A great time.
And I did, now that I'm hearing so much
and
about this bus trip.
And I know you hang out.
That cut to your core. I'm sorry because it came up.
No.
I heard it through Nick.
I was called out. You heard it from Nick?
Yeah, I think it was at Nick's birthday party.
His fucking yap shut that way.
It was at his birthday party, and this is when I was like, I got to correct this, because you were like, Mike Hanford yelled at me on the bus. I said, hold on.
I burst into the party screaming
you
at
burst him. In, yeah. You really burst into whatever conversation circle I was in.
Yeah, I announced it to everybody.
This is like five-year-old drama. You guys sound like five-year-olds talking to your moms, and like your mom had to go call his mom and be like, so Mike said.
Mike anyway, said that this.
But I'm
like,
glad
well, Sarah feels like that. This is what I like, but this is the thing about relationships, like friendships and stuff like that. You should be able to have difficult moments and come back
really
from it.
Difficult moments.
Mm. Really difficult moments and come back from it. And that's the sign of a true friendship. And I have to say, this is huge for me as a Canadian who's always been so scared of anything that's not like a perfectly pleasant conversation. Yeah. So I honestly feel fired up in a wonderful, I'm alive way.
Oh, good.
This. Yeah. I'm finally American, I'd say.
Mm. Welcome to
the States. Mm. But yeah, so let's hear about your thing, your summer park.
Look, it's February now, late February.
Can't deny it.
Come on. We're talking about summer. We probably sound like lunatics. Summer is so far away. It's a pin of light.
But I hold on.
We're closer
to
than further.
Closer than you think.
Yeah.
Closer than further. That's right. Get yourself one of those. We're putting Rachel to sleep. I understand.
I'm listening.
She yawns. I got used to it.
I got problems.
Okay. We'll talk about that off. Because this is my time now. So.
This is what you need, everybody.
Summer's coming up. Get yourself. You see them in the park. It's these big pillow things that fill up with air that people lie on. You hate them, right? Yeah. You see people with those. You know, God, you get that thing.
Dorky frat boys.
It's the fucking best. Mm. They're so comfortable. You go to a little hang and everyone's sitting uncomfortably on a blanket. You set up your thing. You lay down.
Hold on. What are they called?
Air lounge?
No. It has a crazier name. Isn't it like...
The brand name is something like Wazoo or something. Something silly.
It's like Max and Chillaxin or something weird.
Oh, that's the one Nick got.
Okay,
Chillaxin.
Okay.
Mine, same thing, but just different. I don't know what it is. This is another Amazon thing. You can go on and you see like endless amounts of these.
Yeah, and they all
Get awesome. One. They're so comfortable. I say it now because I got mine last year in May.
You gotta get the full summer
first,
spring.
Exactly. Because the year before, I was like, I gotta get one of those things. It's August. I go, I'm not gonna get one now. That's nuts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I take it to the beach. I take it to the park. I set it up in my home once.
You did?
Yes.
To run around grabbing air in your own home.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a, it was tough. I'll say the AC fan was utilized.
Oh, wow.
I will leave it at that.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah. And then we were watching a concert in the park once, and you and Nick had yours right beside each other. Mm-hmm. The way you were both reclined for 3 hours straight.
Yeah.
It's like a slumber party at the day.
That's right. Then, and you make it's fun too because you make the rest of the party come to you to talk to you.
Yeah, we did gather around
everyone's
you.
Sitting around you while you're kind of like this, and they were like mommy.
They were like two hot dogs and hot dog buns. That's
exactly.
What it looked like.
It's a hot dog bun. Yeah, you're right. And then the air slowly leaks out, and it's tough to get out of them.
Well, I honestly laid. You guys had yours so close together that I could lay in the middle between you both, and that was kind of a bit of a life hack. So if you have two friends, just make sure they both get one of these things, and then you don't need to get one.
Right.
That's another way of going at it if you want to be like me.
Mike, before we wrap it up, is there anything that's like bursting out of you that you've been wanting to talk about we forgot to ask?
Just in the moment, I see this squirrel that's been on this branch.
It's
all
awesome. He's really good.
He just lays down there. I think it's called...
Well, he is lying down.
Yeah.
He does a lot of tricks.
One time I saw two squirrels out there really kissing for a long time.
Can you really?
Yeah, two of them were kissing.
It was
kissing.
Probably Valentine's Day. Mm. which in squirrels is the beginning of February. February 1st.
No one's talking about it. I'm glad you brought it up.
I know, but that's when squirrels
They have a different culture.
Yeah.
Things happen a lot faster.
They're on a different calendar.
Is that the same squirrel you always see, you think? Is there a marking on it or something?
He's like always chilling out there and he does amazing tricks.
You know what's fun to get?
What?
Those little
bird feeder.
Yeah, well, it's like a squirrel feeder, but it's a picnic bench, a park bench, a picnic bench.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
They like kind of sit on it or stand on it or something. It's good.
Yeah, it looks like they're like, yeah, you're like, oh, it's just
for them.
I love
making animals be a little human.
Yeah, me too. I like to see dogs and monkeys and clothes and stuff.
I wanted to get one of those bird feeders that has like a camera attached so that I can watch the birds because we get some really good ones like
cardinals and blue jays.
They cost like $300.
You know what you need to get?
What?
So it's cheap. It sticks on your outside of your window, suctions on it, and it's a bird feeder. What you put seed in it?
Yeah.
And the birds come like right up to the window and eat. And you like as close as Rachel is to the window, you can. They get used to you.
They get used to you.
They get used to you, and you get used to them.
I think that's heaven.
What's on my? What's leaping off my? You know what I'm thinking about today was I was on Instagram this morning. Classic. Partly the reason I'm late for this pod.
Because you were scrolling?
Probably. Okay. It all builds up. I mean, that Time wasn't the flies. Last thing I did, but it was like, you know, I was in... Anyway. The algorithms that come up in my, like, Instagram...
Yeah, the suggested posts.
Monkeys and clothes and dogs I always get because I love those. I just explained and...
Oh, you're being real.
Yeah.
This is like Marin.
But what did I get now?
I get chubby Asian AI babies.
Really?
Yeah.
AI.
They're always running like they just stole a sandwich.
Yeah.
And they're huge cheeks.
I've seen those. I saw one recently. It was like a bunch of little babies. And just like the huge, like impossibly huge cheeks doing, like sitting in a restaurant or something. And I'm getting a lot of pimple popping ones now.
Ew.
And then I was getting a bunch of... tattooed people with like the split tongue thing.
Oh, geez,
body mod.
Yeah, and like the horns and stuff. Mm. And I was like, I guess I must have clicked on one of these ones.
And now the world thinks that you want to be a little hardcore.
Yeah.
The tattoo artist, Red Dead Redemption guy, he had a magnet in his finger. That's the only interaction I've had with body mod.
For what?
Someone just sliced open his finger and put in a magnet and he could pick stuff up. Kind of cool.
Whoa. He shouldn't have told people that. People could just think he's magic.
Yeah.
But seems like those Iron Man movies aren't as fiction as we thought.
Whoa. Hey, Sarah. I mean,
we talked about this for a long time.
We love that. That's one of our favorite things to talk about.
We'll end on this. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. walk us out.
Sarah and I had, I think we were at a bar, closed down a bar once, talking about how Iron Man was such a fake movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
they're
fake.
Turning off the lights.
It came from a fucking comic book. Of course it's fake.
He couldn't do all that stuff.
He couldn't do all that shit.
Yeah, there's no way.
He would have died.
First of all, a suit like that, it would be so hot you would fry.
And how does he keep his attitude so great?
It's the money. Well, that's what I came to realize.
And
it's
he would
the money.
Definitely... Anyway. So you're seeing stuff on your algorithm. That's what's like moving you to your core lately.
No, that was just this morning. I don't know. When you put it like, what's moving me to my core?
Yeah,
nothing.
Like, I don't know.
Okay, cool.
Here's what's moving me to my core now. Exercising. I'm exercising.
Yeah, you're ready to run out of here and run around the park.
I can't wait for
you to get your move on.
Are you going to go to Prospect Park?
I'll make my way there. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Not the whole loop.
Okay, cool.
Because to get there, it'll take some time.
You're right. We got to be.
I hope it's a blast.
About this.
It's gonna be a blast.
And have fun in LA.
What do you listen to on your podcast when you're running and swimming?
What do you listen to?
What am I?
Phil Collins?
I'm gonna go on Spotify and listen to the DJ. Do you go on? Do you know that
old guy? Yeah, that guy.
Like, hey, Mike, like, what's up?
Yeah, and he has like a fake voice.
It's like an AI.
But he sounds real.
Yeah, he just like
gathers
all your...
I'm your DJ, and he has a funny name I can't remember.
Mine's just DJ X.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I have to name him. I don't know.
I think you're dead right. And but he just sounds like, really cool. And he's like, I'm going to show you music that you probably are going to like.
Yeah.
And it's so swaggy. And then he like bumps it. And sometimes he's like, you liking it? let me know.
Oh my God.
It's awesome.
So now I'm going to play some stuff you were really grooving on in 2025.
Uh-huh. 2025. Oh my God.
2022, I meant to say.
I love that. Okay, I'm going to check that out. That's a hot tip for all the listeners. Everybody, thanks for being here. Thanks, and if that's not an epic life, I don't know what is. We love you, Mike Hanford.
Thank you. Come to Chicago.
Come to Chicago.
Come to Chicago and LA. Look at my Instagrams and you'll see the dates.
Yeah, we think you're cool and we're happy that
you're cool.
We're happy that you came over.
Me too. I got to come over here more often.
All right, great.
It's cool.
We love that.
Awesome. And peace.
Bye.